Texte numéro 17. Cleaning up nuclear waste is an obvious task for robots, but designing bots that can do it is hard. Some people worry about robots taking work away from human beings, but there are a few jobs that even these skeptics admit most folk would not want. One is cleaning up radioactive waste, particularly when it's inside a nuclear power station, and especially if the power station in question has suffered an accident. Those who do handle radioactive material must wear protective suits that are cumbersome and exhausting to operate. They are further encumbered by the air hoses needed to allow the wearer to breathe. Even then, their working hours are strictly limited in order to avoid prolonged exposure to radiation. Unfortunately, most robots are not up to the task. This became clear after events in 2011 at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant in Japan. This site has turned into something of a graveyard for those robots dispatched into it to monitor radiation levels and start cleaning things up. Many got stuck, broke down, or had their circuits fried by the intense radiation. A collective of several British universities are working to improve the routine use of robotics in nuclear power stations. They reckon that the answer is to equip robots with artificial intelligence, AI, so that they can operate autonomously. A human being would remain in overall control of the process via a motorized joystick that exerts forces on the operator's hand similar to those he or she would feel by actually grasping the object. But it is the AI which takes care of the details. It makes sure the arm swings in exactly the right direction and picks things up properly. Such an arrangement has already been successfully tested. It was used to cut up contaminated steel with a high-powered laser. Universities also work on other solutions: radiation-resilient tactile sensors for robots' fingers, advanced navigation systems, and ensuring robot circuits don't get frazzled by developing electronics toughened against the effects of radiation. Besides helping run nuclear power stations, all this will also assist with the growing need to clean up and recycle nuclear waste, and not just because of disasters like Fukushima. Early members of the nuclear club, such as America, Britain, France, and Russia, have accumulated a vast legacy of the stuff. Robots with autonomous abilities would greatly hurry that process along. Unlike a neat and tidy factory, where robots can be programmed to undertake repetitive tasks without any surprises, decontaminating an old nuclear site requires the ability to operate in an unstructured environment. In some cases, operators may not even know what they might find inside a building. Devising artificial intelligence clever enough to deal with all this will be tricky. Adapted from The Economist, June 2019.